الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: الذين يبخلون ويأمرون الناس بالبخل ويكتمون ما آتاهم الله من فضله وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا والذين ينفقون أموالهم رئاء الناس ولا يؤمنون بالله ولا باليوم الآخر ومن يكن الشيطان له قرينا فساء قرينا. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson we spoke about all those people that we have to be kind and dutiful towards. In the verse, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, till the end of the verse. So we have to be kind and we have to be dutiful towards these people. And part of that kindness is also to spend upon them, and to spend upon them in a way that we spend with sincerity and we are not boastful and we do not have pride. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. Allah concluded that verse by saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love that person who is proud, arrogant, and he is boastful. So it's, in other words, Allah is saying that that person who is given the ni'mah of wealth, he should use this wealth in the rightful way and spend upon these people with sincerity and not boast about the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him. So who are these people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are these people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love? In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly mentions, الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْلِ. Who are these people who are arrogant? Who are these people who are boastful? They are those people. Some of the qualities are the following. That يَبْخَلُونَ, they are very, very stingy. They are misers. They are niggardly. وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْلِ. So they also order the people to be niggardly, to be become misers and not spend upon these people. وَيَكْتُمُونَ مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. And they also conceal what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them out of His favors. So, in other words, here they have wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked them to spend this wealth in the rightful cause. But these people conceal this ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. And they don't show that the manifestation of this ni'mah is not seen on them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them wealth. وَأَعْتَدَنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we have prepared for the kafirin. Kafirin here has two meanings. One mana is kufr, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, we have prepared for the disbelievers عَذَابًا مُهِينًا, a humiliating punishment. From here we can see that although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not specifically speaking about kufar, but a quality like bukhal and being stingy, etc., this should be associated with kufr and not Islam and not iman. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here used وَأَعْتَدَنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ. This particular sifa, this particular description that is given, that is وَأَعْتَدَنَا, we have prepared for the kuffar عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. Some say kafirin here does not mean disbelievers. Here it refers to all those people, al-jahidin, all those people who negate and they negate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that were given to them. So وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you a bounty, so you use that bounty in a rightful way. But here, if you do not show that ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by spending this ni'mah of wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you upon people, then you are considered as a kafir. That means somebody who has negated this favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. Then Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ. Who else are these people? Allah is giving the description. Those people who spend their wealth, وَالَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. Those people who spend their wealth, ria an nasi, to show people. So this is for ostentation. And sometimes a person spends his wealth for the sake of, or for reputation and ostentation, just so that people say, so and so person, he spends so and so monies. But wala yu'minuna billahi wal yawmil akhir. But they don't really bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor in the last day. وَمَنْ يَكُنِ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُ قَرِينًا فَسَاءَ قَرِينًا. So from here to we understand that who are those people who generally give money and spend money, رِعَاءَ النَّاسِ, for show and reputation, etc. It doesn't behove a mu'min to do that. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says, وَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, and they don't bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor in the last day. If a person is a genuine mu'min, then he will never do things like sadaqah, etc. for show and for ostentation. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَكُنِ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُ قَرِينًا, whoever shaitan becomes his friend, فَسَاءَ قَرِينًا, what an evil friend to have a shaitan. In other words, Allah is saying that who will urge you and prompt you to spend in this way? Udriya, one is you don't spend at all. So shaitan will tell you not to spend your money and to be stingy. And shaitan will also tell you that if you have to spend, then you spend, but ri'a an-nas, it must be such that you are doing it out of show. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so if shaitan is your friend, then what an evil friend to have. Now Allah says, look at the condition of the mu'mineen, the believers. This is how they spend. وَمَاذَا عَلَيْهِمْ لَوْ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَهُمُ اللَّهِ, what harm would have been upon them had they brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the final day. In other words, if you bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you bring iman in the final day, and وَأَنْفَقُوا, and you spend, مِمَّا رَزَقَهُمُ اللَّهِ, if they spend from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided them with, then Allah is asking, what harm will ever come upon them? So this is the condition for something to be accepted. You have to bring iman, and you have to do good deeds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do things with sincerity. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِهِمْ عَلِيمًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knowledgeable regarding them. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows every person's case. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ikhlas in whatever we do. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.